Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm going to be talking to you about how to aim really big when you're goal setting, outside of the box, big, hairy, fat goals. And a lot of people might find what I'm about to say a little bit controversial because, let's face it, to actually set goals that aren't quite achievable might seem like a really silly idea. But if you just bear with me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk you through why I think it's a really great idea. So at the start of every project, when I work with clients and I work a lot with startups who want to create goals for the future, and the tool that I use for goal setting is Objectives and Key Results, OKRs. And it's a great way to enable you to gain some clarity on where you are now and where is it that you want to get going to. Because if you don't have that clear vision in your head, you then can't create a plan, you can't create a strategy, and you probably spend most of your days feeling really overwhelmed. Now, think about this. If you don't know what it is that you're working on today, then you haven't identified what your goals are clearly enough. Because when you set OKRs, you then create tasks which then enable you to understand what is it that I need to do today. So sometimes when we set goals based on things like, okay, say I want to lose 10 stone, or I want to run, you know, 500 miles, or, you know, some goal like that. But what we don't actually do with that is break that down in terms of how are we going to get there and how do we know we've achieved that goal. So key metrics and all those types of things are really important. But here's why I think for startups, you should really aim for goals which are a little bit unachievable. So if I was to say you need to set a goal now, all that's going to come into play is a lot of your limiting beliefs. They're going to say, no, you can't achieve that because, you know, you're not big enough yet, or you can't do this, you can't do that. And all that happens is that voice inside your head takes over and tells you, actually, no, you can't do what you really want to do because you're coming from a place of judgment. You're comparing yourself to other people, other companies who are out there who've already got more experience, more knowledge, more money, more power, and so on. So, but when you're setting a goal actually should only be set if it makes you feel slightly uncomfortable. So if I said to you to set a goal right now, most people would set goals based within their comfort zone of what they believe that they can achieve. But day to day, you're of that mindset of like, I know I'm going to get there, I can achieve that. Because what you've actually done is you've set a goal that is actually a little bit too easy. So I'm not saying come up with something so wild that you can't achieve it, but I do think you need to aim for something big, fat and hairy, as I like to call it, and something a little bit out of reach. And when you do this, something really magical happens. Because say, for example, I want to set a goal to turn over 500,000. Do I think that's achievable? So this is just hypothetically speaking. I'm not talking about my own business. I'm just talking generically here. So say somebody wanted to create a goal of 500,000. They might sit there and say, you know what? I could achieve that. Okay, so that's not the goal for you. £1 million. It's a little bit out of the comfort zone. 2 million. Okay, we've now got like a really good goal that we want to aim for. Okay, so you started at 500, you're at 2 million. 500 is a little bit more comfortable. 2 million is like, oh my God, don't know if we're going to get there. What happens is the innovation process that you will now undertake in everything that you do will be completely revolutionized. How you think, the mindset that you have when you're aiming small is very different from when you're in a growth mindset of how can we build something that's going to make us £2 million to how we're going to build something that's going to make us 500k. And you can change those figures. You can say, I'm going to earn £5,000 a month, or I want to earn £50,000 a month. What you are going to do day to day is going to be dramatically different depending on where you set your goal at. Now, here's the thing. So a lot of people will say, yes, but why would you set a goal that's completely out of reach? Well, one, I believe failure is great. We learn so much. If you can get over the fear of failure and actually realize it's a stepping stone to success, I think failure builds resilience, and resilience is something that every business owner needs. You're going to fail time and time again. And to make you feel a lot better about failure, go on Google, find people who only became successful after turning 50 and made millions. Find people who failed 20 times and are now millionaires, multi-billionaires. That is going to make you feel so much better about failure and actually feel more comfortable with failing. I also think we really need to get out of that mindset of also feeling like you have to achieve your goal to the exact way that you've created it, and be a little bit more open to different possible outcomes. So for example, somebody might have the goal of wanting to lose weight, but they don't actually end up reaching their goal. But what they do end up doing is that they become more toned, more leaner. They've actually put on a little bit of weight due to muscle. And actually, that end result that they've got is a little bit better than where they wanted to be in the first place. But let's think about this from a business perspective. If you actually get comfortable as well with saying, I'm going to set the bar so high, but I'm going to be happy to reach 70% of that goal. And that is going to be your sort of like marker. What you're going to do day to day then is you're going to aim above and beyond. You're going to innovate more drastically than you ever would before. But actually, you know that I need to achieve 70%, but I'm going to aim higher. So you're going to push yourself to where you need to be. If you just aimed at that 70% mark, you're not pushing yourself enough. So this is all about aiming big, aiming high. So I do this in my personal life. I do this in my business, and I'm really open to different possible outcomes. And because I almost set that bar so high, there are more opportunities to go for. So I have always been crazy ridiculous when it comes to goal setting. Now, the difference between a dream and a goal is you don't have a plan if you have a dream. A goal becomes reality as soon as you attach a bit of strategy or a plan to it. So when I used to think about what house I wanted, I always have aimed for, I want the house with the swimming pool. I want the big house. I want land. I want, you know, multiple bedrooms. I want space to breathe and multiple cars can park on the drive. Now, if I aimed smaller, so when I was living in a 2-bedroom, really small, cute bungalow, nothing wrong with this. I loved that house. But when I was living in that home, if I only imagined living in that next step up, which from that would go to a detached 3-4-bedroom property. So we ended up living in a 4-bedroom farmhouse after that point. And I only aimed for that as my end goal, I would never be in the house that I'm in today. Because that mindset of, right, what I've got to be able to do is to reach that £1 million house, I need to actually work harder and bring in more money. And yes, I'm going to have stepping stones along the way and I'm going to achieve those other goals, but I'm actually aiming for something bigger and better. So I guess what I'm trying to say to you is a goal is only a goal if it makes you feel a bit uncomfortable. A goal's only a goal if it's got a plan and you've got a strategy that goes with it and you're totally clear on what it is that you want to achieve. And three, what I'm going to say to you is just get comfortable with not hitting it. And if you do, amazing. But this technique is solely about changing your mindset day to day. And where you end up might only be three quarters of the way there. But you can actually far succeed that actual goal limit. And this has happened many, many times by actually just changing your mindset. It literally, all it boils down to is a mindset shift in everything that you do. And a lot of people will say to people, and you've probably heard them say it before, oh, they're just dreaming. And I really get frustrated with that because there's actually a lot of people who come up with really crazy, ridiculous ideas and manage to achieve it. And be ballsy with it as well. You know, sometimes we want things and we don't go after them because we're playing in that really small growth mindset. And sometimes we've just got to put ourselves out there and say, actually, if we want to reach the end goal, I've got to do things that are a little bit out of my comfort zone. So Richard Branson purchased Necker Island, oh my days, for £180,000, or it could have been dollars. And I find that astonishing because when he actually went and offered that money, they laughed at him, and I think he got like transported off the island and was like, oh my God, like, you're ridiculous. They had no sales, no offers, and they ended up selling it to him. They went back to him and accepted his offer. And that was because he was ballsy, but also it was because he wasn't scared of getting out of his comfort zone. And he also wasn't afraid of failure, like, you know, what if it doesn't work out? But also, most importantly, he had probably a goal that was way outside his, like, comfort zone, his box. He stepped outside the box, thought creatively, wanted to innovate, thought, I'm going to try different things, not worried about if it doesn't work out. And he did that. And that has always stuck with me. And that's what I think we need to do. 2024, 2025, and the years moving forward are going to be really exciting times. So we need to be able to think big, think positively, and shake off any sort of limiting beliefs, negative worries that we might not get there, because you will.